Ash Island, written by Barry Maitland and read by Peter Hosking. Kelly decides to take the day off, phones in sick to work. She needs time to relish her reprieve and to think. And as she thinks, something occurs to her. She picks up her phone and rings Harry. How are you, Kelly?
Better, much better, thanks to you.
She can hear the background noise of his car. Listen, why did you tell me to stop following her yesterday, Harry, after I rang you? There's a slight hesitation. He says, when I checked her car, Reggio, I saw where she must be going. It's isolated, and I thought you could get into trouble following her in there. But Kelly's journalist ear picks something up in the way he says this. He's hiding something. Have you been there before then, Harry? Another pause. Yeah, I know it. What, it's known to the police? No, nothing like that. What then? Doesn't matter, just forget it and move on, Kelly. Harry, I'm a journalist. I know when I'm having a door closed in my face. You want me to dig on my own? What's the place called? I've got to go. Then inspiration strikes her. When I was following her, I saw signs for Thunderbolt's Way and I thought that's where Harry's folks died. Is that it? Another longer pause before his reluctant reply. It's called Cramford's Homestead. My parents stayed there the night before they died. Kelly feels a cold finger stroking her spine. Harry, she whispers, remember what I said about coincidences? Yes. Karen Schaefer, formerly of Crucifixion Creek, turns up in the place your folks spent their last night alive. Are you kidding? She can imagine him shaking his head as she waits for his answer. No, I'm not kidding. Her car's registered owner was Cramford's estate. She explodes. Why? I don't know. I've just been there. The owner says that Karen has been the housekeeper there for years. Are you quite sure that she's Donna Fenning? Of course I am. She recognised me straight away, knew my name. Jesus, Harry, who is this owner? Just leave it to me, Kelly. No, that woman tried to get me killed, twice. I'm going to look into this with or without you. They're both silent. Five beats, then Kelly says, sorry, you tried to warn me, but we should work together on this. You don't want me messing up your investigation, do you? No. So who owns Cramford's? The Nordland family. Kelly whistles. The woman who runs the place is Amber Nordland, 20s, kind of highly strung. So what now? More digging, I guess. Kelly, that thing about my parents staying there, it's personal. I don't want that made public. I want to follow it up my own way. Keep it to yourself, okay? Sure, Harry.